A Richmond man who smashed car lot vehicles with a hammer, led police on a high-speed chase through Stanley Park and tried to run over a grocery store employee won't be getting a further sentence change. It is not in the interests of justice to grant leave to appeal, Justice Ronald Skullrood said in his October 31 decision released November 8. Tong Son, a.k.a. Heinz Son, was initially sentenced in Richmond Provincial Court to a suspended sentence with 3 years probation. On a first appeal to BC Supreme Court, that was changed to a conditional discharge with 3 years probation. Richmond Provincial Court Judge Diana Vander said in the first decision June 3, 2022 that Son struck different cars at dealerships in three separate incidents in 2020. He caused $40,000 in damages, BC Supreme Court Justice Catherine Murray said in allowing Son's appeal in a May 3, 2023 decision. He attended car lots to smash cars not just once but a number of times. He used his car as a weapon not just once but twice. He caused two police pursuits, Murray said. It is a miracle that no one was injured. On the day of the last dealership incident, Son was involved in a dangerous driving offense involving protracted police chases through residential areas, speeding through red lights and against the flow of traffic. Police caught up with Mr. Son in downtown Vancouver and followed him into Stanley Park. At that time, the park was closed to vehicles because of the pandemic. It remained open to bikes and pedestrians. Mr. Son drove at high speed through the park, going against the flow of traffic. Police were eventually able to stop his vehicle using a spike belt, Murray said. He was convicted of mischief over $5,000, dangerous driving and assault with a weapon, a car in a case where he reversed at a Richmond store employee who tried to stop him after Son had shoplifted $68 worth of tea. Both Vander and Murray noted Son's mental health challenges, the latter noting Vander did not have the benefit of a recent psychiatric report. A psychiatrist told Murray Son likely had schizoaffective disorder at the time of the offenses. Without that, he probably would not have committed the offenses, court heard. Son reported he was hearing voices. The voices told him that they were from the Canadian military but spoke mostly in Chinese, Murray said. Given Son's mental health history, Murray said the probation order would allow Son to get needed help. She said his medication regimen needed to be altered to avoid the risk he potentially poses to the community should he go untreated and unsupervised until he is stable. On appeal, Son objected to this, alleging Murray erred by imposing a conditional rather than absolute discharge and by ordering that he submit to medication and treatments prescribed by his treating professional in the absence of his consent. Skullrood said the appeal court only has jurisdiction on questions of law, not evidence. The applicant's proposed appeal raises no issues of law and has no reasonable prospect of success, Skullrood said. The sentencing appeal judge took the view that a conditional discharge was necessary to safeguard public safety. This risk assessment is a matter of judicial discretion firmly within the province of the sentencing appeal judge.